some group therapy with Playhouse family member Riley. Riley, can you kind of roll through what's happening today?
Hey, thanks. I just need to talk about a little problem, something I'm a little embarrassed about.
Got it. So can you tell us exactly what is going on?
Well, I was cleaning up the house this past weekend, and I stumbled across a little something in my husband's sock drawer. And it was essentially a little video camera, and it was very small. So I didn't even know he had one of these. And it's just a tiny little camera, so I was, like, looking at it, trying to figure it out. And I played back some things, and the last thing that he had recorded was a little video of us, if you know what I'm getting at.
I assume that you mean, like, an intimate video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had no idea he had filmed us, like, no clue. I mean, if he had told me he had wanted to film something like this, I mean, I would have been a little shocked. But, I mean, in the end, I would have went along with it. So, but instead, he hid it from me, and I feel like, I don't know, now I'm a little weirded out. And so, after 4 years of marriage, I feel like he should be able to just come up to me and talk to me about this little fantasy he had, but now right. I feel like I need to confront him about it. I mean, we could have avoided this altogether, and he could have just agreed to do this.
For clarification's sake, it was like a bunch of videos, one video.
No, it was at one time. But I guess my question is for the married women listening to the radio this morning. Like, if your husband secretly taped the two of you together without talking to you first, would you be angry?
And just so we know, you have not talked to him about this, or you have talked to him about this, or...
I know. I mean, I'm going to talk to him about it. I mean, as soon as I gain the courage.
Right. So if you found out that was happening, do you think you would be super mad?
Yeah.
It happened one time, apparently.
Why not ask me about it? Why not talk to me about it first? I don't like the fact that he's hiding it. That's strange to me, and I don't know if maybe that's what he really, like, that's his thing. He thinks that, like, hiding it, but still, I would not like that. That's, you're, like, violating someone's,
yeah,
like, personal, I don't even know what to call it. He did that without telling you. He filmed you without telling you. Yes, you're married, but still, he should have asked if he could do that, and so, yes, if I found that right away, I would have flipped out. I would have been like, what is this? Why would you not ask me about this? You're my husband.
How would you react if that was you? Are you kind of in the boat as Amy? Would you be cool with it? Would you not ever say anything? I mean, how would you handle it if this was you? A couple of ways to get at us. 237, it's text 35270. We did have the Facebook live stream going as well while we were chatting with you. You could comment there if you'd rather. 7:35 in the morning, Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber as we get your feedback for Riley this morning. It's Y94, the number one hit music station on the Playhouse in the morning. I do the same. Hey, good morning. Y94, Playhouse in the morning. Hey, we're doing some group therapy this morning for Playhouse family member Riley, and she's curious what you would do if this was you at 237 hits, text 35270. I'll just kind of recap real quickly. So she was cleaning the house, and she found like a weird little video camera thing that she didn't even realize they had. And she's like, what is this? And so she watched the video on there, and it would seem that there was one and one only video on there. And she was surprised to see that it was a kissy time romance video of her and her husband. And she wasn't aware that this had been taken. And it kind of, like, it made her a little upset. She's like, why would he not have said anything to me? And she's wondering if other people would be mad if they saw this, how they would handle asking their husband about it. What are you thinking?
Well, if you view it from a different perspective, he's not comfortable communicating with her. And she's saying her first go-to emotion is to shame him for doing something that he felt uncomfortable talking to her about, making him more uncomfortable to talk to her.
Is she shaming him or just asking him?
Well, I think the best reaction would be to openly ask him, though. Be okay with your feelings, but don't be, like, trying to show him how much you don't approve of his choices. Openly ask him and understand him. It's an opportunity to understand her husband better, and if you understand each other better, you get closer. But if it's judgment and it's like a wall up, and you're really creating a divide.
All right, there we go. Thank you so much. There, who knows? Maybe his reason for doing it you would find extremely flattering.
But she even said, she said if he would have asked me about it, I probably would have thought maybe it was strange at first. But she said she would have done it. She would have willingly let him record it. I do not like the fact that he hid it. I don't think she's trying to shame him. I think she's just in shock that he recorded this without telling her. And who wouldn't be?
What if he said something like, well, you know, I didn't. I just wanted the most natural thing ever. He fancies himself a director, producer.
Okay.
And rather than Googling God knows what and going to whatever website, I'm trying to beat around the bush because, he chose that he would rather think about himself and his wife. Like, I feel like there's things that he could say that you'd be like, wow, no, I understand.
And then just say, moving forward, you got to let me know about when you're going to do that.
Clue me in next time.
Yeah.
Want to be in the know. Yeah, I mean, as long as he's not selling it on Craigslist or God knows where, I feel like there's probably a positive reason, maybe.
And that's what some people are saying. I would be afraid if he uploaded it online. Someone said, is he selling it? Someone just said, dead man walking. Someone else said, "It's at least it's you in the video. There are really worse things, but yes, talk to him." And someone said maybe he did do it secretly because he knew you would have acted differently and knowing you were being filmed. So if you had planned it together, now he knows you're at least enjoying it with him and it's not like you're trying to put on an act.
Don't get me wrong. I do think it's creepy that happened and you had no idea. And what a strange thing to stumble across. But I do think now that you strike up a conversation with it, it's highly unlikely he's going to say something that you're not like, oh. Great.
Well, you would hope. Someone said if that was me, I would be very upset about it. 4 years of marriage and you feel like you can't talk to me about that. That is violating 4 rights. No respect. And someone else said that you should absolutely talk to him. And someone else said if my girlfriend did that, I'd be super mad. So she has every right to confront him about it.
I honestly thought she was going to say she found a video that was there somebody else on there.
That would be a whole nother story.
Yeah. Super creepy. It is creepy. He should have said something, but I hope you update us with what he says now when you talk to him, because I'd like to know what his reason is, and I'd like to know how what your feeling is on his reason.
I would like to know the reason, too. Someone else did say it is a major invasion of privacy, and he should have asked you, and then someone else said, that caller who was sticking up for him, it isn't about him wanting to record it, but him recording her without permission. That's what I think is the situation, too. She said she's fine if he would have asked her, but he didn't ask. He recorded it without her knowing.
Now, there is a rabbit hole we could go down here that makes it even more creepy. You want to take it even next level? You said there's one video. You saw one video. Like, I don't know what kind of camera this is or whatever, but like, let's say it's like, I don't know, like a GoPro or one of those things that you can like, download them.
Mm-hmm.
What if somewhere there's more videos? Now we're getting into a whole new territory.
That's why you need to ask him about it. Say, hey, I came across this. Do you play dumb that you didn't watch it? Or do you just be honest and say, listen, I watched this. Why wouldn't you have told me you were doing this? And you're just open and you said, I would have been okay with it, but you not telling me about it makes me uncomfortable. Why hide something like that? Literally, you hid it.
And then say, also, just so you know, I called Y94 and they talked about you for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other thoughts popping in last minute for?
Someone said, I agree, a little weird, but maybe confront him and see what his intentions were with the video. Someone said, I think it depends on the kind of relationship you have. If you're super modest with that type of stuff, maybe it was a little strange, but he wanted you to have more fun, and that's why he didn't tell you about it. There are other things he could be watching, so if he chose to watch you guys, I would take that as a good thing. Someone else even said, my husband and I are very open in our bedroom, and I would have been taken back if I would have found that recording without being asked.
Yeah, I definitely think if there's anything we have a consensus on, you ask about it. That's for sure. That is by far and away what we're getting from people.
That's what I was going to say. I think everybody is saying like they're not really sure why he did it. However, he definitely should have told you that he was recording you.
Yeah, 100%.